and undressed of our shiny technological armor, we ought to show our naked strength. The vain society picking flowers leaves no fruit left. And only from within us we can find a way to flourish again in nature without destructing it. And conformism is the ability of always opting for the most conventional resolution, which disables any form of evolution. And the more humans technologically advance, the more the most wretched can oppress the most noble soul. And in the end, we ought to set demands to a community to stay as such and don't transform into an empire out of laziness. And our duty in the end may only be to slowly use the energy we've been endowed with to generate new energy. And it is only nature with its cyclical manifestation that can bring a fresh novelty. One thing is what we think to tell others, and one thing is what we tell our own selves. And creating an authentic human legacy away from the social system of accreditation, the flip is that there's no one to relegate it to. And if luxury is the manifestation of power oppressing others, only a manifestation of spirituality can heal us. And the truth is never one or the other, but moderate exploration of both. And any proposition on how to strengthen human nature cannot be accepted if it is based on an analysis of its weaknesses. And while absorbing all the small ones, socialism castrates all the big ones to leave space to a big pool of mediocrity. And just focusing on the past guilds, we cannot foresee the upcoming villains. And it is absolutely not protesting for freedom, but taking our freedom that can change can occur. And too often history has shown how going to one extreme has brought us to the complete opposite one. And in the end, the more effective our outcome is, the less it will last. And much dirt in the end is required to maintain the luxury of our civilization. And as we decide to go remote, we ought to keep a foot in civilization so as to be remote from our remoteness. And like snails, the harder is our bourgeois dwelling, the softer and slower we become. And more effective than making poor people richer is to make rich people poorer. And in the end is the technological redundancy to perforate psychosis in our own head. And society does take care of its green carpet, but making sure that no spontaneous blossoming occurs. And the only way we can bound our humanity is through a spiritual venture in our own nature. And the best of our identity emerges when we are under threat, and the worst when we put others under threat. and where we want to die should coincide with the reason why we want to die. And the more gatekeepers stock luxury, the more they surround it with a brutal aggressiveness to protect it. And rather than society pervading us with its pragmatism, we ought to pervade it with our spiritualism. And the industrial man is never at peace until he finds a method to work with. While national adventures brings much destruction, is only a partisan adventure bringing reconciliation. And the right equation should be that the more efficient is the social regime, the more precarious become our inner lives. And ultimately, the more we let capital dress us, the more we get denuded of our human capital within. And the only way that strength can achieve a sense of honor is through self-mutilation. And the candle burning within us is sufficient to let us through the darkest of hours. And the very culture based on thrill and excitement is but the base for war. And most importantly, we should let the intrigued ones be caught up in their own intrigues rather than mingle with ours. And only a polytheistic infusion can withstand the dissidence created by the monotheistic hegemony. And the higher up is the politician, the more he resembles the lower of a condominium administrator. And the more ferocious is a battle for supremacy, the more it will carry with it all of its victims. And the main weakness of democracies in the end is to always have to think of the short-term good. And the myriad of human legacies can only be maintained by individuals and certainly not by canonizing institutions. And courage is also about descending the mountain we had the courage to ascend. And within a corrupted governance, even the most saint of saints become a criminal. And the more the bureaucracy escalates, the more it nullifies the reason why it was put in place. And with the coming of being of the new empire, the old one seems so mighty despite all its wrongdoing. And by amputating the problem remains at the same proportion of the remaining volume. And the milestone is not something we should hold on, but something we shall abandon to move on to a new stage. And tradition in the end may be only a consolation to the fact that the environment doesn't allow us to evolve. And certain statements may only give us an indication as to what we should explore without chaining ourselves to it. And in the history, certain individuals can become the peaks of energies that can break through present convention into a new future. And greatness can only be achieved from a remote and much contained distance, and equally ruthless to tyrant can be people, and with them we can only express our moderation through poetical hints. And what is worldly is a vacuum that no wealth is able to contain, yet what is spiritual only requires us. And the more pragmatic is a social regiment, the less time and space there is to experiment with the alchemy of our souls. And our mediocrity is the cause of all our anxieties that only a great vision can transcend. And the container ought to be in the uncontaminated realm we have pioneered, yet the content ought to stay at the contaminated source. And the drive for a natural reunification is quite opposite to the imperialistic drive of imposing a single way. And working overtime with our personal intuition may lead to far more elevating results than applying engineering schemes. And social vanity turns us into diamonds on precious plates, yet only becoming seeds into nature we can let life prosper.